Joined now by Scottish blind golfer Barry McCluskey. Barry had success last year at the US Open and also the Vision Cup. How are you doing, Barry?
Yeah, I'm good, apart from being isolated, but we're okay.
Strange time, certainly. How does this affect golf? Has it stopped completely?
I have no practice facilities whatsoever now, or can't get near the golf course or anything. They're all shut down at the minute. We're kind of left in limbo. We really don't know where we stand at the minute.
In some ways, sport takes a back seat because things are so serious, and it's the fear of the unknown as well, isn't it?
Of course it is, Barry. You know, people's health's more important than getting on a golf course to me. You know, I've got a wee boy, I've got my family. The last thing I want to see is any of them getting any health problems whatsoever. It's just a waiting game for everybody at the minute.
The family been staying at home?
Yeah, so me and my sister are isolated at the moment. Both of us are registered blind, and both of us have two totally different eye conditions. Mine's is keratoconus, but I'm also asthmatic as well. So we're in social isolation at the minute.
And do you rely on any of the sight loss services, Barry?
No, I rely on my parents. My parents do a lot of keeping track of my tablets and stuff like that and looking after me. And, you know, I'm very fortunate.
Now, a lot of the blind community are facing isolation, as obviously are the over 70s at the moment. Are you keeping in touch with any of the other blind golf players?
There's a few of the Scottish guys, you know, that I keep in contact with just through phone calls and just keeping up to date on what's happening with Scottish blind golf and, you know, how we're going to take it forward for the rest of the year and stuff like that. I'm also in contact with, you know, a few blind golfers from Ireland and stuff like that who I keep regular contact with just to keep the British Opens over in Ireland this year. So just kind of keeping up to date on what's happening with that if we're going to go forward with it. Obviously, I've been keeping contact with the Spanish guys and the Spanish Open has now been cancelled. So just a waiting game, Barry, to see what tournaments are going to go ahead and what tournaments aren't going to go ahead.
So how are you keeping the fitness up?
My dad's actually converted our garage into a wee gym. So my dad takes me out there and kind of looks after me on the rower and the bike and does some free weight stuff with me. So I'm keeping myself ticking over, keeping the fitness levels up just so that hopefully in the not too distant future that I'm ready to go as soon as we get the okay from the government.
Now, at the moment, you're currently number two in the Scottish standings. You're hoping to get to the number one spot, obviously. Since we last spoke, it was just after the Vision Cup, the success you had there. What has the last maybe 9 months or so been like, Barry?
To be honest, it's been a wee bit surreal, you know, because in 2019, I was pretty new into blind golf. And then all of a sudden, I've went and won the US Open. And then I've competed in the Vision Cup. So, you know, my name's kind of got about, and when I go to tournaments, people kind of recognise me, and, you know, I've came back and I've won in three different tournaments in Scotland, which has kept the kind of run going, because six tournaments I won last year, and then got selected for Scotland International just today, and we went down to England with not such a strong team, and the English thought they were going to beat us, and we beat them on the last day, which was a phenomenal experience. You know, to go and represent your country at anything's just, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Especially a match of that magnitude, the old enemy, that must have been satisfying.
It certainly was, Barry. As I said, we had a few pullouts and we never really took a very strong side down, but we were 3-1 down after the first day, and then we were 6-3 down after the second day, and we've come back and beat them in the last day. You know, we've pulled it right out of the hat, and the guys were absolutely phenomenal. The team spirit was unbelievable, and, you know, we played as a team as well. We all dovetailed together, and it was a phenomenal experience. You know, there was tears by many.
Barry, you mentioned with your success, you're starting to be noticed with that. Is there added pressure now?
Of course there is. It's the same as any sport. If you get to near the top, or if you are at the top, people are always out to try and beat you, and it gives me the inspiration to try and, you know, kick on that wee bit more and become even better now. I know that it's been difficult, you know, it's been a really hard transition for me over the last year, but I'm loving the pressure. You know, the big one for me this year is the World Championships in South Africa in September. I managed to qualify for that. There's only three guys from Scotland that managed to qualify for that, but we're still in limbo to see if that's going to go ahead as well. So hopefully we get out to South Africa and we can compete in that tournament as well.
Now, you also work for a living. The golf is only part-time at the moment. What's happening with your other job? Are you working from home?
I actually work in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. I'm the operations coordinator in there. So I'm actually off at the minute. The concert hall's shut down.
Well, you'll be getting requests for tickets from all our listeners now that you've told us where you work, Barry.
I get requests all the time from my family.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Listen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No bother, Barry. Thanks very much, and it's a pleasure anytime.